Welcome back to another episode of the KKLZ Morning Show.
Hey, turn it up!
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
Grabbing your share of $150,000 in the Grand in Your Hand contest on the station. Playing the hits of the 70s, 80s, and more. 96.3 KKLZ. Congrats, John Quinn, the first winner in the Beasley Media Group Nationwide contest. $1,000 richer. When I asked John, what are you going to do with the money?
Maybe a deposit on a boat.
There you go. That's a
nice.
That's a guy right there.
That's awesome. That's a good thing to do with the money.
You just got $1,000. What are you going to do with it?
Maybe a deposit on a boat.
There you go.
All right, then.
Out there on the high seas.
All right.
Your next chance to win, 8 o'clock. It's the Mike and Carla Morning Show, 6:05. Only Wednesday.
I know.
It's exactly. Only Wednesday.
Yes, it is, Mike. It's only Wednesday. Oh, man.
But we are knighted up.
I know it.
We are
the playoffs.
They started
playing the Kings.
The Kings, game one, T-Mobile Arena tonight. The playoffs start, and we're hoping that the Vegas Knights can sweep right through this first series.
Yes,
and
we're
move
hoping.
On.
Yes, we are hoping.
Don't think they're going to.
No,
but
I know. You know, I talked to a bunch of people yesterday about this. I was out at NAB, and people from here, people from elsewhere,
yeah,
saying, wow, what a season. But it is. But this is a different season now. And you know, we were talking about this off the air yesterday. Nobody wants to get beat by an expansion team.
No.
You know, their first year, their inaugural season, they do
Man,
not. So.
And that's why they call it the second season in the NHL, because it notches up.
Yeah.
Everybody takes their game to a new level.
Right.
And not like these guys. Our guys haven't had some playoff experience. So.
Sure, of course.
We'll
I had somebody
happens,
ask me
so.
Yesterday, you know, are you guys excited about the Raiders? I said, who? Oh, yeah.
We're
about the Golden Knights.
We're
Come
still
on.
Talking about the Golden Knights.
Yes.
Slow your roll.
Yeah, exactly. And, Mike, I do have to, yesterday I wished a happy birthday to Viagra. Today I have to wish, a happy birthday and may it rest in peace, the 8-track tape.
Aww.
1964 on this date, the 8-track tape was created, Mike. Did you have one?
Did
you have
a tape? Yes, I did.
Oh, man, so did I. Gosh. Again, like communism, in theory, they were a good thing. But,
do you still have an 8-track laying around the house? What is it?
I know. I have a couple of them. I have George Carlin. I have one of his albums on 8-track.
On 8-track.
On 8-track. Yes, I do, Mike. And I have an America 8-track as well.
You know what? Do you have one laying around? What is it? 702-739-9636. You can talk or text. We'd love to hear from you this morning. Mostly sunshine today, getting a little windy today, tonight, and tomorrow morning. High today, 91. It's 75 now. First dose of some cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news coming up.
I will tell you what one fan did to impress Taylor Swift.
Oh.
Mm-hmm.
More on that and other stories after Blondie, Heart of Glass.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah.
It's time for Carla Ray's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
Tristan Thompson, Cleveland Cavaliers, spotted making out with a woman at a New York club and taking her back to his hotel. No big deal, but it's Khloe Kardashian's boyfriend that I'm talking about here, and she's pregnant with their daughter, so I don't know anyhow.
That's not good.
Well, it might not be. I mean, you know, but if you're a Kardashian, this is just par for the course.
Yeah, maybe Jeez. They have an arrangement or something.
Yeah, I don't think they do. He might. I don't think that Khloe does, though. Nope.
Maybe she doesn't know about the arrangement.
Yeah, no, she doesn't. We generally don't, Mike. We generally don't.
Well, that's too bad.
Hey, the producers of the upcoming Blue's Clues reboot says they are not. They're looking for a new person for that show. And they say they're not looking for a Steve Burns lookalike. They don't want that. Matter of fact, they want people to wear plain shirts to the audition. A lot of people are wearing his striped polo shirt.
Oh, yeah.
To the audition. They don't want that. They don't want that. They want just everybody to come in and audition.
At Be
male
yourself.
And female. Yes,
okay,
male
good.
And female. It's Blue's Clues. It's not Steve.
All right.
So, some guy in Connecticut arrested for robbing a bank. He says he did it to impress Taylor Swift.
Oh.
He even claims he drove to her house, Mike, and just tossed money over her fence, trying to woo her. And I'm quoting him. He was trying to woo her, so he threw money over the fence. just telling you right now, if anybody wants to do that at my place, just come woo me.
Woo away.
Yes, woo me, and if it works out, we'll canoodle as well.
He's making it rain.
Yes, please do. My fence is low.
Well.
And Kate Gosselin, really? Is there anyone out there who was saying, gosh, I miss Kate Gosselin. I wish she'd do
who
something.
Is that?
Kate Gosselin from Kate Plus 8. You remember that show?
Oh.
Remember that reality show? They had the eight kids. Yeah, yeah.
Okay,
yeah.
They divorced. It was nasty.
Yep. Yes, exactly. Okay. Well, now she's dating, and they're doing a new series about her dating life.
Really?
Yeah, Kate Plus Date, I believe they're calling it. So, or Kate Plus Guys Who Will Do Anything Just to Get on TV. That might be a good name.
Why?
Yeah, I don't know.
All right, well, what
I
do
don't
we know?
But yeah, exactly. Exactly. We don't have a show, do we?
Somebody thought
we
it
was. We don't have a TV show.
Somebody must have thought it was a great idea.
I know.
And he sold it to somebody who thought it was even a better idea.
Yeah.
And now look, it's on TV.
Kate who?
Wow.
What? Kate Gosselin. Remember the eight kids? Now they're divorced and she's dating. This will be great. That's your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Station Casinos.
Eddie Money, Take Me Home Tonight, 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, 6:25. Top of the show. Carla, you had mentioned the A-Track, the anniversary of the A-Track.
Yes, yeah.
The birth of the A-Track.
That's right.
Just wanted to know, what A-Track do you still have laying around?
Oh, my gosh.
Gloria's on the phone. Gloria, what about you?
You're not going to believe this one. I read the O.J. Simpson trial all on A-Track.
On A-Track? What?
How do you have the trial on an A-Track?
I do. We recorded it when it first came out.
Oh, you recorded it on 8-track. Wow.
Yeah.
How do you even
just
do that?
Just the audio. You could have recorded it on a player.
On an 8-track?
Like a cassette player. You could record on
really?
A lot of 8-tracks, too. Yeah.
I didn't know you could do that.
Yeah.
I honestly don't remember how we did it, but I haven't.
There, I had a friend who had the player, like the and it had like a little condenser mic on it. Yeah.
Which, wow.
Wow. Why they went that far with 8-tracks, I don't know.
And why you went that far to record.
I know, Gloria.
It wasn't, what can I say? It was history.
Yes.
All right.
It was.
Well, you know what? I got to be honest. When we asked the question, what 8-track do you have lying around? That was the last one I thought I would hear.
Yeah.
All right. Have a good day.
You guys have a good day.
Make sure you're listening, 8 o'clock, for your next chance to put a grand in your hand. Details coming up soon from the station playing the hits of the 70s, 80s, and more, 96.3 KKLZ. Mike and Carla Morning Show waking you up, 6:36.
Mike, I got a few people who still have 8-tracks lying around. One of Buzz Skaggs, one Seals and Croft, of course.
Yeah.
That fits right in there. And one band that I loved, and that is Pablo Cruz.
See, those are bands that you should have. Still on 8-track.
Yeah, on 8-track. Yes, you're right. Now, somebody also has a Quarter Flash 8-track. That's kind of hippy-dippy. Why
did
what? No cassette? That's weird. And I also got a text, and I'm getting a few of them, but somebody said, you guys, please stop jinxing the Golden Knights. Too many radio and TV stations are talking about them.
We're not jinxing.
No.
Here's the thing. You know, to show spirit, to show that you support your team, we're all knighted up.
Yeah.
That's one thing. And talking about the first playoff game tonight, 7 o'clock, T-Mobile Arena against the Kings. All right. That's one thing. The way you jinx your team is you start talking trash and smack, like on Facebook, Twitter, all those other social media outlets.
Yeah.
We're not doing that.
No, we're not doing that.
Yet. We're just saying if you're going to work, going to school, you got to wear your Knights gear.
Yeah, definitely.
To show support for the team.
You guys are so funny.
You know what?
Jinxing your team.
Knight up!
My partners are they're genuflecting as they come in. And go Knights, go. Go Knights, go. Yeah, stop it.
Yeah.
Well, it's one thing to wear the gear.
Yes.
Mitch Kelly painted his face black and gold.
I can't even. You know what? God, what happens to you guys? Do you just stop at like 14? Oh. Do you?
Just wait. Do we try and high five in our suits of armor? That's not going to be easy.
I know. Oh, my God. Okay.
Newsman down. Newsman down.
This is too funny. This is too funny. Oh, my God.
Yeah, you got a night up.
You're so adorable when you go back to 14. You really are.
Well, we'll see what happens. It's going to be a tough series, I'll tell you that.
It is.
7:05, Wednesday morning. A little bit later on this hour, we're going to catch up with comedian Sebastian Maniscalco.
Oh, very cool. I know everybody in this building. A couple people are going to see him. It's like, I finally know how to say his name.
He is freaking hilarious.
He's hilarious.
Going to be at Caesar's Palace over the weekend, so we'll talk to him, catch up with him. He's got a new baby, you know.
Yes, he does.
I wonder how he's dealing with that.
Oh, we'll find out.
All right. There's a lawsuit. Now, you know what? We'll tell you the details about this lawsuit coming up.
Yeah, yes.
And you tell us if these people or this woman has a case.
Yeah, it's a little crazy. All right. Really is a little bit crazy.
We'll talk about that in a couple of minutes. Sunshine, windy today. High 91. Cooling off tomorrow. High of only 70. 75 now in soft sell. There's this lawsuit going on right now. Is it with Dunkin' Donuts?
It's with Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
Krispy Kreme.
All right.
Let me read you. Mike Arena is her name. She's suing Krispy Kreme for selling maple blueberry donuts that don't contain any real maple or real blueberry. Lawsuit reads, as she consumed donuts, plaintiff became suspicious of their ingredients due to their taste, suspecting a lack of real ingredients. After the taste of the donuts raised her suspicions, she reported them to counsel, who undertook a pre-complaint investigation. Mm-hmm. Now, it's a class action lawsuit seeking statutory damages in the amount of not less than $1,000 per plaintiff.
Oh.
This means if you happen to have that donut and you said, yeah, that didn't taste, there was no blueberry. That's the point. There was no blueberry in it. No blueberries. No maple.
Now, my wife always says, it doesn't always go back to Seinfeld. But it does. The yogurt episode,
Jody.
Right?
Yes. Yes, there's no fat in it, but there was fat in it.
So now this woman's complaining there's no real blueberry in this.
No, and personally, I mean, you know, you can all call her crazy, but she's right. If there's no real blue, listen, we're not calling out anybody, just saying if they would have said, I suppose, blueberry flavored and maple flavored, then this wouldn't be an issue. But just blueberry maple donuts.
Right.
And there's nothing in there, so she's suing.
You know what? I think if I had the time and wanted to go through the hassle,
I know.
There would probably be a lot of things I would sue.
Oh, please. There's another lawsuit going on right now for the Junior Mints box wasn't full. And they're saying that it's misleading and all of that. But this is, I think this is a legitimate case.
How many other people think it's legit?
You know?
Or she has a case.
Right, that she has a case. You know, an attorney thinks she has a case. And,
clearly.
And if you were involved in this, you had those donuts and said, ew, well, what?
Yeah,
this isn't right. You could be entitled to $1,000 as well.
All right, let's see what happens. 702-739-9636. KKLZ talk and text lines powered by Centennial Toyota. We throw this out to the general public.
Yes, yes, you be the judge, you be the jury.
We'd love to hear from you. Text or call. 726. Hey, I don't think those are real blueberries in those Krispy Kreme donuts.
No.
You know what? I'm going to lawyer up.
Well,
and I'm gonna sue.
Yeah, it's a funny. Oh boy, it's a funny thing. We're getting a lot of response on this. Basically, they're blueberry maple donuts, and this woman said there's not a bit of blueberry in these donuts or maple in the donuts. So they were probably flavoring.
Mm-hmm.
And an attorney took it. Class action lawsuit. Not a lot of money, but it could be if a lot of people get in on it. You know what? Carlos says, I think she has a case simply because of the way it was advertised. Personally, I wouldn't have the patience to pursue the case.
That's what I said.
But good luck to her.
I'd probably sue a lot of people. Yeah, I just don't.
Exactly. Now, other people are saying, oh, she's just a gold digger. Maybe she needs to get a job.
For $1,000?
I know. Yeah, I don't. That's not really a good gold digger, if that's the case.
Right.
But Dave said, unless they said made with real blueberries and real maple syrup, then you have to reasonably assume that they're using maple blueberry flavoring. I don't think so, Dave. If it says maple blueberry, I'm thinking there's blueberry. Blueberry muffins have blueberries in them, right?
You think.
Yeah.
All right, Rick's on the phone. Rick, what do you think?
All right, I'd say they're 100% liable because, I mean, honestly, if you're saying you're putting some fake whatever in there, you know, you should be held accountable for it because there could be people that are allergic to the artificial real thing.
Oh,
you know what I mean?
The artificial real thing.
Yeah, the artificial blueberry.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, I get what you're saying. Listen, if there's nothing in there they're claiming should be in there, maple and blueberry, I think that she's got a case.
But isn't that a law that you have to state that what's in your product? I mean, you have to.
Right, but I mean,
because of those, some of those reasons.
Sure, but I mean, if in a donut store, you just say, I'll have that one and I'll have that one. You know, it doesn't say what's on it. I mean, I guess you can get online and look it up.
All right.
You know?
Chris, what do you think?
Well, if they claimed that it was real,
right.
I mean, nowadays everything has to be fine print and everything like that.
Yeah.
If they claim that it is real, they are liable.
Sure.
Because that's false advertisement, and she should win.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But well, if they are just, oh, these are this type of flavored donuts. There's a difference from saying blueberry donuts and blueberry flavored donuts.
Right.
Wording is everything. And if they're saying that it's blueberry flavor and then blueberry, there's a complete difference in the two. Because flavoring is just, man-made chemical lean, you know what I mean?
Oh, yeah.
So it's not actual blueberry.
Right, I'm exhausted. And wording is important, and that's why Mike and I never say we're good. We never say that.
No. No false advertising here. But she's right. If you're stating it,
right,
these are blueberry donuts, filled donuts,
yeah,
they better be blueberry.
Exactly.
Because you know what? Our Legal 120 segment.
Judah, if the maple and blueberry donuts are not in fact maple and blueberry, ipso facto.
What?
That's legal talk.
Oh, I see. Legal talk. Judah will understand that?
Yes, he will.
One of the funniest comedians we know right now. Going to be at Caesar's Palace Sunday night. We got him on the phone. Sebastian Maniscalco. We'll talk to him in a few minutes. 7:35. Make sure you're listening less than 30 minutes from now. Your next chance to put a grand in your hand in the Beasley Media Group Nationwide Contest. 8 o'clock. A new unique code word for you to text in at 40772 or enter it through our website 963kklz.com. He is one of the funniest guys around.
Oh man, is he ever.
Gonna be at Caesar's Palace. What is it? Sunday night. Sebastian Maniscalco's on the phone. And Sebastian, first of all, congratulations. Baby girl. I always think, because I had two girls, a lot of people came up to me and said, oh, that's karma coming at you. Are people saying that to you?
You know, I hear that, but it's like, what were you doing before you had girls? I wasn't that wild. I mean, it's not for me. People say that to me. I'm like, I don't know. I was dating a few girls here and there, but I wasn't doing anything that was out of the ordinary.
Yeah, what kind of guy do you think I was?
Yeah, well, that's... Yeah, let me just clear it up for you guys. It was us. I was a young woman, and we're bad sometimes. You guys are easier.
But you know those guys are going to, at 16, 17, they're going to start coming over. They're going, hey, is your daughter here? I'm here to take her out.
I don't know how I'm going to really respond to that. You know, I grew up in a family. This is how strict my family was. I brought a girl home when I was 17 years old from high school, and my father walked out of the room. Like, he just didn't want to meet her. And then after she left, I go, Dad, that was kind of rude. What are you doing? He goes, you don't bring a girl home in this house unless you're going to marry her.
Oh,
I'm
boy.
Like, we're not in Sicily. I mean, come on.
So, Sebastian, when you go out now, things are real good for you right now. So when you go out now, doing everything you do, you know, day to day, do people come up to you and identify maybe with one of your bits? Like, you're the Chipotle guy.
Yeah, when I first did the Jay Leno show, I remember the day after, I actually had to go to Vegas. And I was going through the airport, and I'm like, people are probably going to notice me, so let me dress up for this, you know. And nothing. So now that it's actually happening, it's exciting. You know, I mean, the fans have been really, really supportive of me throughout the years. I have a really good fan base. They're very loyal and very passionate about what I do, because what I do is pretty much family based. And the most common comment I get from people is, "Hey, I feel like you grew up in our house." Like a guy from the neighborhood, you talk about how we lived and how we were kids, and that nostalgia seems to hit home with people. So I love taking pictures with people and saying hello to people if I get stopped anywhere in the in public.
For you, somebody that you have met now over the past few years that you still say, wow, I cannot believe I've met this person or that I've worked with this person.
Well, you know, I worked at the Four Seasons Hotel in Beverly Hills for 7 years, and a lot of celebrities came through there. And I'll give you an example. I waited on Robert De Niro when he came into the Four Seasons, and I just worked with him on a new movie called The Irishman, which is going to come out on Netflix. It's a story about the murder of Jimmy Hoffa. I'm delivering this guy nut caddies and a cocktail 15 years ago, and now I'm standing toe-to-toe with him in a movie.
So, Sebastian, what about your family? I know your dad is very old school. Is he supportive of this comedian thing, or is he that you got to get a job guy?
That's my family, though. Like, we live in the negative.
Yeah.
Like, my father's like, you better get every show now, you know, because your tongue might fall out. What? So,
thanks, Dad.
Yeah, thanks for the encouragement.
Sunday night, Caesar's Palace, man. Go see this guy.
Definitely.
One of the funniest, Sebastian Maniscalco.
See him before his tongue falls out.
Yeah.
Jeez.
See him before his tongue falls out. Because I don't think you're going to be that funny.
I appreciate it.
Have a
thanks,
good day.
Thanks, Sebastian.
Bye-bye.
It's time to play the Grand in Your Hand contest.
I want the cash.
Show me the money, honey.
On 96.3 KKLZ Las Vegas.
It is time once again to grab your share of $150,000 in this Beasley Media Group nationwide contest, sponsored by our friends at Dollar Loan Center. This hour's code word, it's Vegas, baby. The word is poker.
Poker? P-O-K-E-R. The word is poker.
That's the word you need to text off now to 40772, or you can enter it online at 96.3kklz.com. Easiest way, though, is to text the word poker to 40772. You've got 15 minutes to do it.
Grabbing your share of $150,000 in the Grand in Your Hand contest. You missed it just a couple of minutes ago. And now it's the word poker. Poker, P-O-K-E-R. Just text that word to 40772 or enter it online through our website, 96.3kklz.com. Still have a few minutes to do that. 8:07, Mike and Carla Morning Show. Plenty of sunshine today, but gusty winds later today and tomorrow. 91 the high today, cooling off to 70 the high tomorrow. It's about 78, I know, cooling off.
Wow, okay.
I mean, think about it. That's like a 20-degree separation.
It is. That's crazy.
It's about 77 outside now. Another dose of some cheap, trashy Chad Gossip Entertainment tabloid news coming up.
Well. Gwen Stefani, we mentioned that she's coming to town. I will tell you what she's doing with each ticket that is sold from her show.
All right. Well, we'll have more on that and some other stories. Plus, tickets for Gwen Stefani a little bit later on this hour.
Yes.
Entertainment news after Buffett, Margaritaville.
All right, are we ready?
Yeah. It's time for Carla Rae's cheap, trashy, chatty, gossipy entertainment tabloid news.
Actor T.J. Miller, you may know him from Silicon Valley, Deadpool. He's done a few things this last Christmas, Office Party.
Mm-hmm.
He was arrested by the feds for falsely reporting that a woman on an Amtrak train had a bomb.
Oh.
Apparently he was drunk and fighting with the woman, so he wanted to get back at her. Boy, you sure don't do that.
Mm-mm.
He's a little goofy guy anyhow. He's really an odd guy, but wow, that's just bad news right there. Comedy Central will roast Bruce Willis this summer. He says it's fine. He says it's not going to be the first time I'll be tied to a chair and held hostage by a group of humorless idiots for a couple hours.
Oh, I like that. I bet you that'll be a lot of fun.
I think it will be. He's a good sport, too, Bruce Willis. He definitely is. And Gwen Stefani, we will be giving tickets away to see her coming up here in just a few minutes. She's doing the residency, of course, Planet Hollywood. She announced 25 dates that she's doing there beginning June 27th. Now, $1 from each ticket sold will go towards the Cure for the Kids Foundation, which is very, very cool. She's going to sell a lot of tickets.
Wow.
To that. Yeah. Yeah, a buck from every ticket going to Cure for the Kids. But
good,
Gwen, I would do maybe two. But that's okay, Gwen. It's all right.
That's you.
Yes, it is. I'd also sit with an air horn, in a lounge chair, honking at people to slow it down. So, good for you, Gwen. That is your Painfully Deep Entertainment Report for this hour, sponsored by Station Casinos.
Playing playing the hits of the 70s, 80s, and more. 96.3 KKLZ, your chance to win tickets before you can buy them. Gwen Stefani, yes. Do that in less than 10 minutes. And being Wednesday, it'll be another segment of
Kazookie-Oki Wednesday.
There you go. Your shot to win them before you can buy them. This is a hot ticket.
Yes, it is.
Gwen Stefani, Just a Girl, Las Vegas residency, Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. These tickets are for the 6th of July. Tickets don't go on sale until this Friday. But you have a chance to win them from the Cal Air Cooling and Heating Prize Closet, being Wednesday. It's another segment of
Kazookie-Oki Wednesday.
What song Carla had me playing.
She said, you just knew your part.
Yeah, I recognized
you
the beginning
and
the end.
Oh, come on.
I don't know the middle.
Well, I'm sure somebody who's a big Gwen Stefani fan will enjoy that and know what song that is. So all you have to do is text in the title of that song we played on our kazoo. Along with your name.
Right.
So we know who we're calling from all the correct answers. We'll select one at random and call them and award them the tickets before you can buy them to go see Gwen Stefani. If you do, if you want it one more time, here it is. The number you have to text, 702-739-9636. The title of that song from Gwen Stefani, we're playing on our kazoos. Along with your name, text it to 702-739-9636. Good luck. Giving you a chance to win them before we can buy them. Tickets for Gwen Stefani with another segment of
Kazookie-Oki Wednesday.
All you have to do is identify by title that Gwen Stefani song, I guess. We're playing on our kazoos.
Yes, we are.
Now we have Brianna on the phone. Brianna, can you identify that song by title?
Rich Girl.
Yes!
Because we were that good! Thank you!
Great. It sounded just like it.
See, because Brianna actually knows the song.
Yeah,
like,
I'll be honest, Brianna, I had no idea what I was. I knew the rich man. If I were a rich man.
Yes, Mike, Mike knew the fiddler on the roof part. I said, you just take that part, Mike. I got the rest. I got the Eve part.
Yeah, perfect. Brianna, you got the tickets. You must be a huge Gwen Stefani fan.
I do really like Gwen Stefani.
Awesome. You're going to be there July 6th, Zappos Theater, Planet Hollywood Resort and Casino. You got tickets for Gwen Stefani just for listening to the Mike and Carla Morning Show on 96.3 KKLZ.
Thank you so much.
It's Mike and Carla's Other News.
Here's some of the other news we think you should be aware of. Sponsored by the Las Vegas Southwestern Women's Expo, the 21st and 22nd in the Rio All Suite Casino Resort. There's a pizza story here, Carla. Do onion rings and chicken nuggets make a good pizza topping? Well, first of all, no.
No.
Not at all. There's a shop in England. Of course it's in England. That's selling pizzas with nuggets and onion rings on top. There's no reviews yet, so we don't know how they taste. Well, they taste awful on a pizza.
You think pineapple's bad, mister? Come on.
Why do people do this? There's another nugget story. Listen to this. A burglar kicked in a back door at a home in South Carolina earlier in the month. Only stole a couple of chicken nuggets. Two chicken nuggets.
Well, sure. Okay.
Valued at a buck. I guess they have to put a value... So they can proceed with the case.
So they can talk to insurance, yeah. Yes.
Homeowners. Jeez. Homeowners insurance. Well, the nugget's only valued at $1, but the door, the damage to the door, over $100.
See, okay.
So hopefully the family will recoup their money and their nuggets.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Mike, a woman in China recently had to hop the bus to go to the hospital because she had a pair of scissors stuck in her head. Oh, she was harvesting mahogany leaves on her farm when her bamboo pole snapped. And she sent the scissors into the air, and they just went right into her skull.
Wow.
Yeah. She was very calm, got on the bus, went to the hospital. Doctors successfully removed the scissors. Not a problem. They said they were about 2 millimeters from her brain. She's recovering nicely.
Now, is that where a woman walks into an emergency room, and the nurse first question, what can I do for you?
Yeah. Well, and you just turn your head. Yeah. I seem to have a pair of scissors stuck in my head.
You tell me.
Oh, yeah.
What can you do for me?
There, can we? Okay. Yeah. I'll keep moving.
I seem to have a bad cold.
Yeah, I know. And I have this cough as well.
Yeah.
And I don't even know. This is a true story. A cop in England, a police officer in England, his name is Dick Holder. He was fired on Monday after someone found out he'd been moonlighting as a male prostitute.
Richard Holder.
Yes, his name is not Richard. Now, his fellow officer said it should have been, but it was not. They also said, you know, no big deal. He was not really a great cop anyhow. So I don't even know.
He was
know
a better escort?
Yes, apparently he was a much
you
gotta better
make, you know what? Times
escort.
Are tough everywhere.
Well, you know what? I'll tell you something. There are a lot of people out there who have to choose a new name. He did not. Good luck to you, Dick. It is Wednesday. That's your other news.
Mike and Carla Morning Show, just about ready to kick off the 96-Minute Morning Music Marathon. Sponsored by the Clark County Fair and Rodeo, Logandale, Dare to Fair. Going on now through the 15th, visit ccfair.com. Looking forward to coming back Thursday morning.
Yep, your first couple of chances to put a grand in your hand. And we will indeed have more of those Gwen Stefani tickets to give away.
Oh, I can't wait.
I know. No more Kazookie-okie. You relax.
Tomorrow it's going to be a segment of
Thespian Musical Theater.
All that and more. Plus, we're going to be talking to Phil Collins of Def Leppard.
Oh, excellent.
Of course, with Journey coming to town, plus a lot more. Anything you missed on the morning show, catch up, keep up with the podcast of this show. Showbiz news, interviews, and a lot more on the Mike and Carla Morning Show page. Just go to 96.3kklz.com for that. Otherwise, enjoy your day. Wendy Rush going to keep you company throughout the midday. She'll have your next chance to put a grand in your hand coming up at 10 o'clock this morning, just a few minutes away, so make sure you're listening for that. Do have a great day. Be careful. Be safe. And we are back tomorrow morning, bright and early, 5 a.m.
You've been listening to the KKLZ Morning Show.
You guys have a great day. I love listening to your show.
With Mike O'Brien and Carla Ray.
You guys sound amazing. Thank you so much for getting up so early and coming and doing this today.